Hello out there in the podcast universe. This is Tina, aka Tiz, and I'm here with my homegirl Lori, aka Ain't I, and we're presenting to you our new podcast, The Cobblestone Exchange. You can find more information about our podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Cobblestone Exchange. And you can find it just the way it's spelled. That's at COBBLESTONEEXCHANGE. Yeah, sorry, I know it's a long one, but I'll work on getting that shortened for y'all.
It is our hope to shed light on the relatability of each person's innate genius. Through understanding, we envision improving the human condition. Now, we launch this month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. We're here for you. We want to start to bridge the gaps with people who feel alienated due to mental health struggles. This is a safe space, and we want to share and become a part of your life and for you to be part of ours. Our disclaimer: we are not professional doctors, licensed therapists, or psychologists of any sort.
We don't know nothing.
We are simply sharing our opinions based off of personal experiences.
We crazy, y'all.
In case of mental health emergency, please contact 911 or the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255.
All right, we're on the air. So, hello out there. This is Tiz and Aina.
This is Aina. I'm sorry. I was adjusting to my heart pounding through my ears.
Yes, don't mind.
We live.
Yes, this is our first podcast. Our first podcast ever. Yes, we're completely new to this. We're new to this app. We're new to everything. So, this is Cobblestone Exchange. And Cobblestone Exchange is a place where people we feel like can come together that deals with social awkwardness and mental health issues. So, I mean, we can both relate to it, and we'll tell you a little about ourselves and how we came to do this project.
And we wanted to start with a project together that would really benefit people and benefit ourselves at the same time. So, Tina and I, we met back in elementary school. We've been friends for 25 plus years. And when we reconvened, when we reunited, we were in a different world.
Yeah, well, first of all, she's skipping the part where she beat me up. She choked
That's
me.
That's not true.
She choked me for no reason.
Listen, y'all.
I was minding my business.
That's not how it went down.
It was like fourth grade or fifth grade.
It was fourth grade. And let me tell you how your girl over here was talking about me behind my back. Literally. She was sitting in the desk behind me. Talking about how skinny I was and how she could beat me up. That, of course, is a soft spot.
I don't recall any of this, by the way.
You know, shout out to my peoples that's short and shout out to y'all too. that's not my struggle. Sorry,
they're not short.
Shout out to the short people, but shout out to the slim of us. The skinny, as they call it. That was my thing at the time. So yeah, we fought. That was in the past. So when we came together about 2013, about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, we were adults. You know, we had graduated from college and we were on our career paths. And it was really refreshing.
Yeah. Because I never really talked to you like that before then, because I just knew of you. We just had mutual friends, but I never actually like talked to you.
Isn't that funny when you have like a lot of
mutual friends and you just like always hear somebody's name and always like kind of know what's going on with somebody.
Yeah.
But it's just like through the hood. You don't really have to.
You never have an exchange. Yeah.
Exactly. But it's like when you see their face, Tina Matthews.
And you know what's going on with them.
Right. Oh, man. So, yeah.
Hi, you're listening to the Cobblestone Exchange, and right now Lori is discussing how our social dynamic changed once we entered adulthood and began working together. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, very, very, you know, lax place, very like, you know, casual environment. It lent itself to, you know, reuniting and
yeah,
a lot of time for good friendships to build.
Well, me just trying to copy off of her notes and us struggling trying to figure out these Affordable Care Act plans that our supervisors didn't even know about. They were getting the information a day before they gave it to us.
Well, see, that was one of the most exciting times to be in insurance.
It was, though.
That was actually the first rollout year of the Affordable Care Act. So things were literally being funneled through legislation, down through companies and training, up to the last like moment for the first day of the open enrollment. It was really historic.
Yeah, it's just like breaking news.
Yeah.
Every day. It's like, all right, whatever we were doing yesterday, stop. It's like, we got new information.
And I was just fascinated just to watch the whole thing unfold. It was a beautiful thing. Perhaps one of these days we'll circle back around to the Affordable Care Act. It certainly has changed my life. Not so much corporate call center.
You need to have insurance, people. But yeah, so we ended up meeting up there and actually talking, and we talked out our fight and everything, and then got to know each other, and she ended up being real cool. So I was like, I never knew she was cool like that. And just a down-to-earth person, and everybody flocked to her in there. So Lori had a little crew or whatever, and I usually stay to myself, but we ended up having a little crew. She let me be included in her little crew. But we all stuck together throughout it. Our experience there, it was an experience.
Oh, I feel really, really good to be characterized like that. I'm no leader of any crew, guys.
Yes, you were. Everybody flocked to Lori.
But what I think is really funny is that me, I categorize myself like as an introvert, but certain types of situations, and that is one thing, like back when that company really had quality people coming through, it wasn't a bad culture in there at all. Like, you really felt like you could talk to people and learn from people, and you were a new agent. I had been doing it for a couple years, so that's what she's referring to. It was just a good environment where you could really learn a lot. And not feel any pretension. Like, everybody out there was really hustling, you know, really grinding, trying to, you know, improve themselves and get up to a better situation. But it's funny that people think that I'm like very social there, because I'm really not social at all. So we settled on mental health awareness from a personal standpoint. You know, we would love to say that we advocate, you know, for different types of programs and foundations that's already existing. But what we want to do is give an account and to give an outlet for people who are going through the journey of life. And, you know, we don't want to overly embrace or, you know, overly identify with these things, but these are the things that kind of make us who we are, and it allows us to share with people who might be going through this. But one of the things that I love about, you know, reuniting with somebody that you've known for a long time is that you feel more comfortable growing up with them. Like, people that I meet now that I'm 33, I'm very reluctant to tell them that, you know, I'm on antidepressants and, you know, I'm about to faint while I'm at Target, like I told you earlier, or, you know, that, you know, sometimes I just don't feel like getting out of bed and certain things like that. I feel like when I'm talking to you, and even though we weren't, like you said, the best of friends, we were fighting, I still know that we shared like a core experience together. So it feels so much better going through growing pains and stuff that I don't understand with someone that you remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. Like somebody familiar, like, because, yeah, I definitely feel like I could connect with you on a different level than other people. Like, and then it's also like, we're like deep thinkers too, like, are similar in that way, and also artsy in our own ways. So
definitely in our own ways, mine being like the way that doesn't really manifest itself.
Well, me too, but exactly same here. But this is us finally trying to manifest.
Oh, this is art. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
But yeah, all of this is like part of like, a lot of people don't know my diagnosis. Like, I'm diagnosed with clinical depression, ADD, and anxiety. And yeah, because it's just like something you don't tell people because there's so many stigmas around it. And this is like my first time really admitting it to like the world or people. Like, and really just because like my family just really all started finding out about it, and I've had to have discussions with them. But the main reason why we wanted to have a podcast like this is just to like break up those stigmas, and just because there's so many people I'm realizing now that I keep running into and meeting that's going through the same thing as me, and they just don't talk about it because nobody's talking about it, and they don't have anybody to talk to about it, and they feel alone. And like, and I'm like, I feel alone, but it's like different from, I know a lot of people can say, well, I feel alone, this and that, but there's something different about it. Like, when you go going through mental health and nobody can relate to it, like, or people think that it's like a myth or imaginary or like something people are making up to be lazy, but don't even know the full symptoms that come with it. And you wouldn't know unless you experience it. So it's like, there's just so many things I want to address, and things that I want to address to friends and family and loved ones of people that has a person that's dealing with mental health issues, and how you talk to them and relate to them. Like, because it's like, I think all of that needs to be addressed. And I also think the mental health community needs to be addressed as far as like playing the victim role. Like, I think sometimes you get caught up, like we as a mental health community, and I can be guilty of it too until I started being more aware of it, is just falling into the victim role and wanting pity and woe is me and woe is me, instead of like just doing something to help yourself. Like, because you have like a mental health diagnosis, it's not the end of the world. You're doesn't mean that you're dumb or can't do anything. It just means that you just do things differently, and people with mental health issues are usually the most intelligent people in the world, like Einstein being one. Like, I go down the list. I forgot the rest because that's part of my diagnosis. Short-term memory.
Well, Savant says they call him like the main character on The Good Doctor, that new television show, who has autism. It's like the first major role on, you know, primary TV where, you know, a character has autism, but he's also a surgeon. Mm-hmm. So it talks about him navigating his social struggles while having to communicate with patients and, you know, his coworkers. So that's one example I can think of. This is the Cobblestone Exchange, y'all. As we said before, what our mission is to facilitate constructive discussions about human behaviors. The Cobblestone Exchange heightens our awareness of ourselves and one another through fun, healthy and creative multimedia productions, including comedy sketches, podcasts, encounters, and interviews. We plan to explore, express, and examine individuals' enigmas, as well as social stigmas and norms. We intend for Cobblestone Exchange to bridge social divides and showcase hidden, talented individuals of all backgrounds. That's you folks. It is our hope to shed light on the relatability of each person's innate, unique genius, regardless of race, gender, physical or mental disability, culture, nationality, status, or age. Through understanding ourselves and others, we envision improving the human condition. So, that about wraps up to me. I'm sure I haven't said enough about it myself, conveniently. what I would consider a good nutshell.
Yeah, because we don't want to overwhelm y'all. And, you know, this is our first John out here. Like, let us know how we doing.
Mic check.
Yeah, how do I sound? Because I don't like my voice on air, like, when I hear my recordings. Tell me how I sound, y'all. But you can give us your comments at, we're on Instagram at Cobblestone Exchange. It's spelled like it sounds. Cobblestone.
Exchange.
Wait, is it too easy?
You had it right. Double the
E. Let me start again. Let Lori tell y'all.
All right. Exchange, y'all. EXCHANGE. The Cobblestone Exchange on Instagram. We want to hear your feedback. It's super important to us. I'm even curious about the quality of the audio, not just the sexiness of our voices. let us know if this content, what we presented to you, may be helpful in the future. We are going to give you more snippets to give you an overview of the types of things that we want to bring to you.
Yeah, and bear with us, y'all, because, you know, this first drawing is kind of rough. And again, you can go to at Cobblestone Exchange, at Cobblestone Exchange, just like it sounds.
That's not helpful if you can't read.
Shout out to all our listeners that can't read. Just come back here, meet up with us again.
I hate when they say next it week. Say like it sounds. All right, I wouldn't be asking then. What's the point of letters? All right, I digress.
All right, good night, y'all.